Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Kufnun Gimel, mitzvah 153, as we continue in Parsha Shmini, but today we start a new section. We mentioned that there are 17 mitzvahs in Parsha Shmini. The first four of them we have done already. That has to do with the Kohanim doing the Avodah, long hair and cut clothing and being drunk and not leaving during the Avodah. Those are the four mitzvahs that we just did. The last 13 mitzvahs of Parsha Shmini, which we start today, is related to Ma'achalos Asuros. This is the largest section of Kashrus in the entire Torah, right here, from Shishi to the end in Parsha Shmini. So that's what we start today, the next 13 mitzvahs. Not all of Hilchos Kashrus is here. There are some halachas of Kashrus that we actually discussed already, and now we discussed Trefa, we discussed Chelev, but there's a lot of the mitzvahs, 13 of them are right here. So this is number one. Number one, we'll see in a minute. Let's just read the psukim first. Vayidabar Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron lemar lehem. Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron to tell them. We'll see what that means later. Dabru el b'nei Yisrael lemar. Tell b'nei Yisrael, zos hachaya asher tochlu mikol habehem asher la'aretz. These are the chayas. These are the animals that you should eat from the animals on the land. And then we go through listing the simanim. Kol mafreses parsa v'shosa shesa prasos. Any animal that has totally split hooves, ma'alas gira b'behema, and they chew their cud, osa tochelu. Those you could eat. Achazel lo tochlu, what should you not eat? Mima'ala gira b'mafrisi aparsa, es ha'gamal. You can't eat the gamal because it's ma'ala gira, but it's not mafris parsa, it doesn't have split hooves, and the shafan, ma'ala gira, and parsa lo yefris, and the arnevis, it lists off all the animals, and the chazir, as we'll see, the pig has split hooves, but does not chew its cud. So all of these, you're not allowed to eat from their meat, and their basar, you're not allowed to touch, it's tameh. So we'll get to all of these mitzvahs. So there is for sure a mitzvah not to eat these animals that are not kosher. That is tomorrow's mitzvah, the iser of eating non-kosher animals. But today, the chinuch counts, following the Rambam, the mitzvahs asay related to this. Mitzvahs bedika simani behema v'chaya. Here we go. Shenitz tavinu livdok simani behema v'chaya kishenirtza le'echol mehem. Wow. A mitzvahs asay to check. Separate from the iser of eating treif, there's a mitzvah to check to make sure that items aren't treif. As will we see, the Rambam counts in the Chinuch four separate mitzvahs asay. Four out of 248 are making sure the mitzvahs asay of bedika behema v'chaya, the mitzvahs asay which we'll get to by Hashem in 2 days of kufnun hay, the mitzvah of checking simani dagim, and another mitzvahs asay kufnun ches of checking simani chagavim, kosher grasshoppers, and later on in the Torah we'll get to checking kosher birds. So that is not kosher or not kosher birds. So that is the mitzvah. Shenitz tavinu livdok simani behema v'chaya kishenirtza le'echol mehem. We want to eat with them. Veheim ma'alas giru v'shosa shesha. And the two simanim are chewing their cud and split hooves. Shene'amar, as the pasuk says that we just read, zos achaya asher tochlu mikol behema asher la'aretz kol mafreses parsa. This might not seem such a strange concept to us because maybe we know it from Rashi. Rashi at the end of Shmini. All the way at the end, Rashi says, the last pasuk in Shmini says, after the whole discussion of kashrus, v'skadishtem yisem kedoshim, ki kadosh ani, you are kadosh to me, and the last pasuk is, lahavdil ben atameh ovein atahor, ovein achaya anachelos, ovein achaya asher lo seyachel. Rashi says, lahavdil, lo bilvad hashone, ela shetehei yodeya umakir ubakibahen. Not just to shown it to learn it, but you should be a bucky. You should know the differences. You should know the differences. So Rashi already is telling us that there's something separate from just the fact that I'm not allowed to eat non-kosher, but there's something about the checking itself and the knowing itself. Okay, so the chinuch says shenamar zos achay shor tochelu mikol abeim asher la'aretz kol mafreses parsa v'chu lashon sifra, the language of the medrash, osa tochelu, that you shall eat, osa ba'achila, the kosher animals with the kosher signs one could eat, ve'ein behema tamea ba'achila, but a non-kosher animal cannot be eaten, klomar v'nilmo mizeh lav l'behema tamea. We learn from here a lav, the pasuk teaches us an iser, which is the next mitzvah kufnun dalad, the iser of eating a behema tamea, the lav kazeh nikra lav haba michlal asay. This iser is considered a lav that comes in the formulation of an asay also. Zosachaya, eat this one. So that counts as a mitzvah asay and it counts, as we'll see, because it's going to say lo sochelu, it's going to count as a lo sasei. V'nemer v'makam acher, and also says later on, v'hevdalten ben ha-meimah tahor la-tameyah, v'ksiv od, la-havdil ben ha-tameyah ben ha-tahor, that's the pasuk that we just read. So pashtus, the mitzvah is checking that everything is kosher. If you look in the Rambam, in the beginning of Hilchas Ma'achalas Asuros, the Rambam has a little different formulation. In the Minchas Asher of Asher Weiss, in this parsha of Shmini, picks up on this difference. The Rambam in the Koteret, where he lists off the 28 mitzvahs in Ma'achalas Asuros, the first four, Livdok with Simani Behemah V'chaya, Livdok with Simani Oaf, Livdok Simani Chagavim, Livdok Simani Dagim, to check. But if you look in the beginning of the Halachos, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, in the Gersa I'm reading now from the Frankel, there are other Gersos, but from the Frankel Rambam, the Rambam says, Mitzvahs Asay Leida, Hasimanim Shemavdilin Bahen Bein Behemah V'chaya V'ofedag. It's a mitzvah to know, V'chagav, Shemutalachan Bein Shein Mutalachan. To know, not dafka, the positive mitzvah to check. This formulation takes it away a little bit from the checking, take the emphasis off from the checking, but brings it to the yediya. That's not the pashtus of the chinuch, that's not the pashtus of the Rambam. Yes, he says leida there, but you might have to read that in the in light of all the other formulations that the Rambam has in Sefer HaMitzvahs and in his Minyan HaKatzar, which is the check. There are other nuschos, which the Frankel quotes on the bottom here, where it says livdok, but you should know that leida might just be a result, livdok to know. But the Minchas Asher likes that that formulation of Leida, that it is about knowing, it's not per se the mitzvah of checking, but it's to know beforehand. Maybe a nafkamina might be, what if you know, but you didn't really check this animal, but you're relying on a robe, is that good enough? Which we'll see later on. Let's continue though now in the chinuch. Mishar shiyam mitzvahs isur macholos. The shorish of this mitzvah of macholos asuros, kasavna lamala, basaras trefa v'chelev ashiyadanu. As I mentioned, we already had the mitzvah of trefa and the mitzvah of eating, the isur of eating non-kosher chelev, or chelev, which is not kosher. V'hu ashorish ha-maspik kefi apshat lukulan. And remember what I said there. What did he say there? He said, even though if you ask doctors today, they won't tell you that it's bad for you, it is bad for you, and the ultimate doctor knows. And he's focused on the physical, not only on the spiritual, which we'll get back to in a minute. But vinyat tzava livdok simanim holech achar tamisuran. And the idea of the tzivui to check for simanim, it follows the reason. Shekoma sheba lanu iser alav ro'ayu mukhuyav alanu levatku yafka. It's only appropriate for us to check if we're not allowed to eat it. This might be in another example. I don't think he has it on the list, but another example of a siyag d'oraisa. Rabbi Yosef Engel, we like to quote the 18 examples that he has in Lekach Tov related to Siyag D'Oraisa. This could be looked at as another one. You have to check so you don't come to do the Aveira. But this is a Mitzvah Aseh D'Oraisa to check. There is a beautiful thought of the Mitzvah HaMelech. Mitzvah HaMelech, again, Rabbi Cement, in his mitzvah here, where it talks about all the mitzvahs of Bedika, Kuf Mem Tes, Kuf Nun, Kuf Nun Aleph, Kuf Nun Beis, in the Rambam, he asks the simple question of, if we already know that there's a los assay, what is the assay add? Usually, if we have an assay and a los assay, there's an addition, right? Like Shabbos, it could be that the assay of Shabbason includes something that the los assay of los asakamalacha doesn't include. The Ramban makes a big point of this in Parshas Emor, that the assay of Shabbason includes a lot more than just the los assay, los asakamalacha. So here, ask the mitzvah HaMelech, what is included if we already know that we're not allowed to eat from non-kosher animals, and animals that don't have the proper simanim, so what is being added by the mitzvah to check? So he has a beautiful piece, a thought, which after you see it, you're like, wow, that makes a lot of sense, in the Shita of the Rambam. He suggests that there's a major machlokas we showed him elsewhere. Major machlokas about the principle of Safik d'oraisa l'chumra and Safik d'rabbana l'kula. The principle of Safik d'oraisa l'chumra, but by a Safik, if I have a Safik, by a din d'oraisa, I go l'chumra. Is that itself a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? That's a major machlokas. Famous shita of the Rambam. The Rambam says, Safik d'oraisa l'chumra is itself a din d'rabbanan. Meaning, on a d'oraisa level, even a Safik d'oraisa is l'kula. The Torah only assered certain averus. But if it was the second there's a Safik, the Rambam holds that one is allowed to be makel on a d'oraisa level. Midrabbanan not. But on a d'oraisa level, we can. This is what the Rambam says in Hilchas Tumas Meis, in Perek Tes Halacha Yud Beis. Dabar yadua, shekol elu atumas v'chayotzi bohen, sheim yishum safik, harehen shal devrayhem. All of these tumas that I've been talking about. Ve'in tamim min ha-Torah el amishen nitma tuma v'dois. Only tuma daraisa if you have a certain tuma. Avol kol ha-sveikos, bein betumos, bein b'ma'acholos asuros, bein ba'arayos, v'shabasos, ein choshin lohen ela midivrei sofrim. The concept of Sarek Daraisa L'chumri is only a Din D'Rabbanan. The Ravid immediately attacks the Rambam. Amar Avram Zehu Shibush Gadol. This is a tremendous mistake. Shari Amar B'kama Makomo. Sfeika Daraisa L'chumra. V'sfeika D'Rabbanan L'kula. V'zu Sfeika Daraisa Hi. Avol Hayla Lomar Mishum Davile Sfek Sfeika. Maybe Sfek Sfeika Yigil L'kula. But the Rambam would say, no, all those Gemaras, you're right, it says L'chumra, but that's only on a D'Rabbanan level. But that is the Shita of the Rambam, which maybe we'll talk about more at another date. But says the Mitzvah Samelech, if that's true, then let's say I come to an animal, and there's a suffix whether I'm allowed to eat it or not, and I want to rely on the rove, let's say, and I don't want to che, and I want to rely on other halachic assumptions, so with just the Isser of not eating treif, I might have said, on a D'Raisa level, you could eat it, L'kula. That's the chiddush of this mitzvah asay. This mitzvah asay says, no, you have to positively check it. Lachain, al zeba mitzvah do soto chelu, du mizay yafin a mitzvah bedika, lomar, didako soto chelu, osa hamuvureris lacha, bishne simani tara, avo besafik, nihi de lav leka, asay de bedika, miha ika. Right, and that's why there is that added point that even in the case of Safek, which the Rambam Lishitaso might say is Lakula, here Lachumra, one has to check it. And it relates to the Shita, and this I think the Minchas Asher quoted, the Shita of the Ramban and the Ritva, at the beginning of Maseches Chulin, which Bez Hashem in a couple of weeks the Daf Yomi is going to start, the Ramban and the Ritva, at the beginning of Chulin say that when the Torah says to guard something, Shmira, that requirement is a requirement that it shouldn't even be allowed to come to the stage of Safek. That's what Shmira means. Ushmartem es amatzos. Ushmartem anyone, whenever there's Shmira. Shmira from Tumah. It shouldn't even be nichnas l'safek. So it's a similar idea here. The idea of the Badik is that it shouldn't even reach the stage of safek. So that's a beautiful point from the Mitzvah Samelach explaining the Rambam l'shitaso. The Rambam counts it as a Mitzvah Asid. The Rambam will say the Rabbanan l'safek. The Raisa l'chumr is in the Rabbanan. He himself can count the Mitzvah Asid of checking animals. It could be that we'll see Rishonim soon that don't count this as a mitzvah, maybe l'shita some, because they hold Savi d'oraisa l'chumra is a din d'oraisa. Okay, we're talking about the shorish of the mitzvah. The chinuch just finished, so just to mention one or two points relating to the shorish of the mitzvah. Some ideas behind this mitzvah of checking, and in terms of kashrus in general. The Klei Yakar right here in our pasuk says that he does not believe, like the chinuch said earlier, that there's something about the physical makeup of the food that affects your guf, because it's not true. Look at the goyim. There are plenty of healthy, robust, strong goyim, non-Jews. So therefore, it can't really be in terms of, maybe some of them in terms of healthy, but it's not, by definition, kosher means physically healthy. So the Klei Yakar says it must be another idea here. And he picks up on the phrase in the pasuk that introduces this entire section. Vayedaber Hashem Moshe v'al Aaron lemar aleihem. Right? Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron to say to them. So who's the them? It's a very unclear in the pasuk. Lemar aleihem. So Rashi says, Omar sheyomer le'elazar uli samar. To Elazar any samar. That's what you should say to. Tell Moshe and Aaron to tell Elazar any samar. So the question is, why would they have to be told separately? And the Klei Yakar says they weren't alluded to right beforehand, before this pasuk. So why should that be the case? So says the Klei Yakar, no, aleihem is referring to Am Yisrael on a deeper level. Tell Hashem says to tell Moshe and Aaron, Lemar, to tell them, meaning La'afuke Umos Ha'olam. Because Kashrus has nothing to do with Umos Ha'olam. Why? Elevade Shekol Elu Eina Kavana Bayam Ki Im El Refuos HaNeshama Ki Heim Mishaktsim HaNefesh HaTahora Umegarshim Ruach Taro Kedoshim In Adam Umolidin Atimas HaSeichel V'Tchutunos Achzarios. It's only about the Jewish Neshama. That's what Kashrus is all about. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, tell them the Jewish people these laws, because when it comes to the Umos Ha'olam, they don't have to have these laws. Why don't they have to have these laws? The Medrash says, the Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah, which the Chinuch quotes as a mashal. Mashal a rofe shenichnas levakish necholam. Right, a doctor goes in to visit two sick people, and he tells the one of the sick people, eat this, eat this, and this, and this, and the other one doesn't care about. Kacha akum, she'enon l'chaya olam haba, ki erik esav hita l'chaim es hakol. Ava yisrael she'en l'chaya olam haba, tziva l'chaim zos l'chaya shotochilu. When a doctor is worried about the future of a certain patient, he says, don't eat this. If somebody doesn't have that future, then I'll say to you whatever you want. So to hear, if a Jew is looking towards olam haba, then he has to be very careful with what he eats with his neshama. But when it comes to Umos HaOlam, who aren't focused on that, so they do not need these laws. That's why it says, Leimor Aleihem, Dafka Li Yisrael Shein L'chai Olam Haba, Yisrael Shein Mitzvazu, Ava La'akum, Ein To'elas B'shmiris Mitzvazu, Ki B'lav Hachi, in general, Ein On L'chai HaOlam Haba. So that is the clay yakar. There is another beautiful idea behind this mitzvah. That clay yakar is about kashrus in general. It applies to the assays and the los assays. But specifically the assay, there's another idea why Dafka, there's a mitzvah of B'dika. And that's expressed by Chazal, but it's really brought out, if you want to look it up, in the Maritz Chayis. The Maritz Chayis in Chulin, on Daf Nun Tes Amid Aleph. Nun Tes Amid Aleph. The Gemara there tells us something that the Chinuch is going to write in a minute. Let's skip a paragraph for a minute and go to the bottom paragraph in the Chinuch, and then we'll come back. Midini HaMitzvah. Shekol Be'em B'Vachai Shemalas Geber Ein L'Shinayim B'Lechei Elyon. He gives some rules and regulations, or simanim that you know. Any animal that's Malas Geber, doesn't have shinayim. Okay. V'kol behema ba'olam ma'alas geira hi mafreses parsa chutz ben agamal. V'kol she mafreses parsa hi ma'alas geira chutz ben achazir. The Torah goes out on a limb. And Chazal pick up on this there in Chulin Nuntes. And the Torah says that, do you want to know the animal that has split hooves and does not chew its cud? It's the pig. And it's reflecting the validity and the amita and the nitzchis of the Torah is that there is no other animal in the world that has split hooves and does not chew its cud. And the other way, a gamal and everything in the category of gamal and our nevis, all the other ones that the Torah lists, those are the only ones in the world. So you have to check. Why? Because that will help imbue in us the emuna belokim, the emuna in the veracity of the Torah. Says the Maritz Chayis, nira b'enai, hakavanasha Torah nitna bazeh simanim, shehimen hashamayim, acharei asher ha'anashim chokrim b'chol matmunos ha'teva. There are people all over the world that are constantly finding new species of animals. Umotziyim b'chol eitz, medinos b'medinos, chadashos, berios, gedolos. You find in forests unbelievable amounts of beings. V'chayos nifrados, ashalo no du l'kadmonim, that we never knew about before. U'becholzos, lo matzu od behema ochaya, asher tiyeh malagera, levad zulas hagamal. U'mafreses parsa levad zulas hachazir. The only animals that have one simen. Lefiche, pirat akasiv lohodia, shirak hu shalit ba'olamo, hashalit ba'olamo, viyodea kol yitzurav, shirak elu hamafurashin batora, levad hema ba'ali simenecha velo yoser. V'zeh ein biyecholas adam lahachlit, v'zeh emes. Right, and this is what we learn by checking the animals, by checking for the simanim. It'll help remind us and teach us the idea of the Moshe Emes v'Saraso Emes. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can make a statement that there's nothing else related to, there's no other example other than what the Torah gives. Okay, let's go back to the paragraph that we skipped. V'hinani, lo chasachti iti miksov divrei Aram v'zachon l'varcha b'kan. Says the Chinuch, I didn't hold back and follow a different opinion. I follow the Rambam Shita. Shechashav ha-mikra zeh l'mitzvah aseh, who counts this as a mitzvah aseh. B'bnei she'yi'adati b'rosh dvarai l'chtov ha-mitzvah aseh l'aseh shechashav ha-mu. Because I already said at the beginning of my sefer that I'm always going to follow him. Im heyos libi ne'echaz b'inyan zeh b'sfaras ha-ramban. Even though on this mitzvah, I'm a little hesitant because I think the Ramban has a strong taina. What does the Ramban say? Shekasav, she'in roi she'nimna bedika simani tara bebehemos mitzvah. The Ramban does not think that these should be mitzvah aseis. Ki be'emes achar she'asur lanu ha'torah k'sasa behemos. Once the Torah says certain animals are asur, al kalpanim yischayev l'dienu b'simani ha'tohoros. La'fishem anisur, once we know they're animals that are treifs, you have to check to make sure you're eating kosher. Ve'ein zeh roi l'klali lihi chashei b'cheshben mitzvah. I don't think it's a mitzvah, says the Ramban. V'hu adin v'hu adam gam kem b'bdikas ofos v'dagim v'chagavim. And I think this applies to all of them. The Ramban counts four, the Ramban counts zero. And that's why the Ramban has to add in a number of mitzvahs in his set. This is a major machlokas. Where is this machlokas? Where is the source of the machlokas? It is in Sefer HaMitzvah. Sefer HaMitzvah in Shoresh Vav. Shoresh Vav, the Rambam says, Shahamitzvah sheyiyaba aseh v'lo saseh, roi limnos aseh sheba im mitzvahs aseh, v'lav shemba mitzvahs lo saseh. The Rambam says, whenever you have an aseh and a lo saseh connected to a mitzvah, you count them separately. And the first example he gives is our example. I'm not the first one, but one of them. Dasha davar ha'echad yebo aseva lo zaseh alecha mishlosh ha'ponim. There are three examples, he says. For example, he says Shabbos and Yontif and Shemitah. All of them have aseis and lo zaseis, and you count both. Yom Kippur, the Isser Achila, and the Mitzvah of Inui. And he quotes others. Alright, he might not quote, the Ramban, it is the first, the Ramban quotes this one at the beginning. But the Rambam says, V'hu davar mevor, she'inyin ha-tzivi, bohem zulas, inyin ha-sara, v'shneim, shneim, yonim, nivdalim, tziva be'echan mehem, v'hizir min ha-achir. Two separate, the asein, the los, asein, do not impinge on each other, you can count them both separately. Says the Ramban right there. The Rambam says he never saw machlokas about it. Va'ani ro'ebo machlokas gedola. V'achas menadeos to'ebo below suffik. She'yish od lava asei b'davar echad elashin shneim shoveh. And the first example that he quotes is this example of checking the animals. Says the Ramban, this isn't a mitzvah. Va'davar yadua. She'ena kavalon, and what did it say? Zos tochelu? So the Ramban says it's obviously not a mitzvah to eat. So, what if we eat a kosher animal, we get a mitzvah? If we trap them and don't eat them, we violate? No. It's just a mitzias. You eat and you don't eat, but you can't eat the treif. Or the Nosei Kelim say, the Ramban, you're putting words in the Rambam's mouth. The Rambam says there's never a mitzvah to eat it. There's a mitzvah to check for it, or a mitzvah to know about it. So you can't put that into the Rambam's mouth, but the Ramban, quoting, defending the Bahag, says that no, these aren't counted as separate mitzvahs. It should not be counted separately. And all the Nosei Kelim here defend the Rambam, the Megillas Esther, Harav lo amar shamitzvah hi achila rakabadika, v'avdala b'natoram l'tameyim. And the Kenas Sofrim also says it, the Ramban in the continuation says, just like the Rambam doesn't count two averas, if the Torah says, don't eat something, it says an avera, it repeats an avera two times, so to hear. So the Achronim, like the Leif Sameach says, that I don't compare those two to what the Rambam is doing. When you have two losases that are exact mirror images of each other and repeating, so then fine, you don't count that as two mitzvahs, but here it's an ase and a losase. And if every time there's a difference in formulation, then that's counted separately. Aval hanechpalim, this is the Leif Sameach. Aval hanechpalim, shebekefla mishtanim miloshon lav gomor, lo lav loshon as beloshon ase, zeashinu yasa roshem beinyon. Ki ein chomer isuri lav and aboin mechal ase, ke chomer isuri lav and sheboin beloshon lav mamish. So there are differences, and therefore, don't think that the Rambam is off in what he says. That is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, with all the Achronim defending. By the way, the Ravid as well holds like the Ramban in the Minyan HaKatzar, right before Minyan HaMitzvos, where the Rambam says, in Kuf Mem Tes, Lishchot Behem HaChayiv Ha'Of, the Ravid says, I'm sorry, the Mitzvah of Kuf Mem Tes, Livdok Simani Tariyah, the Ravid says, Ein Lahem Tam, Elam Yishim Lava Ba Mechal Asay, Asay. It's not counted as a separate Mitzvah. But just one final Ha'ara, and then we'll continue. We have four mitzvahs to spread about. We have two or three other things to talk about these simanim, but we'll wait with that. The Kesef Mishnah, I'll just mention it now, then we'll explain it at a future date, hopefully, says, how do I defend the Rambam? Look what I wrote by Shechita. Shechita also has a machlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says that Shechita is counted as a mitzvah, and the Ravid says, no, it's not. So the Kesef Mishnah says, what did I explain over there? I explained there that the Rambam holds that it's a mitzvah. The Ravid says it's a matir, so he doesn't count it, but the Rambam holds that it's a mitzvah, and therefore he can count it. So the Kesef Mishnah here and Kuf Meftes says, oh, the same idea that I wrote there by Shechita, I should say here. So the question is, what do you mean the same idea? Is checking a matir? So the answer is yes. Rav Asher Weiss says, checking is a matir, or at least a mavdil. When I check, I am being matir. Even if I end up eating it without checking, it might be okay, but still there's a mitzvah, say, for it to be a matir, and that's what the Rambam says by shechita in mitzvah kuf mem vav, and that's what he says by checking the simanim of behema tameya, tameya versus tahora, that is all matirim. It's interesting, just looking at it now, the Rambam puts a number of mitzvahs together, which maybe they all have a matir element. He has shechita, and then he has kisui hadam, and then he has Shiluach HaKan, and then he has all these mitzvahs about Bedikas of Simanim. So all of these might be Matirim for something that one would want to do. Just one final point, and then we will continue with other ideas in the next couple of Shiurim. Says the Chinuch at the end, skip to the end for a minute, V'noheges v'chol makom v'chol zambas karmim v'nekevis. This mitzvah applies to men and women, and look at this amazing line. If somebody ate something without checking, Even though it came out that it was mutter, it was kosher, it's a real mitzvah hagavra. Forget that the chafsa was kosher. It's a mitzvah hagavra to check. And if you don't check, even if it ended up being kosher, one still was mevatel this asay. By the way, bizman hazeh, even if somebody's not a butcher, there is at least a partial kiyum of this mitzvah by checking the kosher signs in the store. You go buy something, you check if it's kosher or not, so then that's a partial kiyum, at least, of this mitzvah hazeh, of checking to make sure things are kosher. Okay, we'll stop here. But Hashem, we will continue in the coming days with the siman, and we still didn't get into the idea of siman being a siman or a siba. Hopefully we'll get to that in the coming shiurim.